Folks, I told you we'd have a good program, and I told you we'd have some good information, because this man don't mind. He tells the truth, and he don't mind telling it. And I appreciate you, Mayor.
Thank you so much.
Okay,
Scott.
Let's get off it. Let's just trash that last one.
Let's get off this trash talk.
Let's talk about another thing. Our roads. I know y'all hired some people to do some studies, and then where are we on the roads?
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's multi-pronged. We have, back in the 80s, we sold all of our road equipment and we laid off all of our men and we began to privatize all our road work. And this was actually cheaper for us that first year.
Ooh.
And then privatization went north on us and we didn't have any equipment and we didn't have any men, and it's so very expensive to put this. So we've been dealing with road privatization since the late 80s, and it got to where we couldn't afford to do anything. We have, in the last 4 years, we have, as a council, decided that we would do a seal, crack seal, on every street in our city on an 8-year cycle. Now, a crack seal is putting down the tar and then putting gravel over the top of it. It does not make a rough road smooth. If it's rough to start with, it's rough when they get through. Crack seal is preventive maintenance. Crack seal, the importance is this tar that gets on the road that seals the cracks and keeps that water from getting in it in the winter, freezing, expanding, breaking, and deteriorating our streets. It is nothing but preventive maintenance. In the last 3 years, we put $1 million, $3 million, and this year $5 million into this tar and the seal program to protect the streets that we have. Also this year, we borrowed $80 million. We borrowed it for $10 million. We then took the worst streets that we have in San Angelo. Some roads can be done with just simple paving. Some of them need the mill, the cutout, and then the overlay. And some of our roads need total complete reconstruction. Bell Street, MLK. We made a list of these, and we were able to determine how many roads we could do in 10 years at $80 million. And we are starting on MLK this year. We're starting on MLK not because it's the worst, although it's at the top, but because there's some grant money that we had to use this year or lose. So we're starting with MLK this year. We have divided Bell Street into two sections. We will start on Bell Street as soon as we're through with MLK. We're doing the infrastructure work first because there's a lot of water and sewer lines under Bell Street. At that time, when we get through with our two sections of Bell Streets, we have plans to go to College Hills. We have plans to go to Southwest Boulevard. We've got an entire list. We borrowed the money for 10 years. We will pay it back in 10 years. We will spend the money in 10 years. And at the end of 10 years, we'll go borrow money again and we'll start the cycle over again.
This is not one thing you said, I fixed them, they're done. No, it's a continual
It's a continual thing. I mean, it's taken many years for our roads to get where they're to the shape that they're in. And it's going to take many. It's several $100 million to fix it. So we're taking it. We're taking it a bite and a step at a time. We've got a plan, though, Scott. We've made a plan, we financed the plan, and we are now working our plan.
Well, I'll tell you one thing I've loved about having the mayor on the radio show is I was asked this question. I knew the answer because you told me the answer about the seal coat, basically.
Yes.
And it made total sense to me. I said, and the guy was explaining to another gentleman, I said, this is what I heard straight from the mayor. I said, well, first off, especially in Southwest San Angelo, we have it's called the Red Arroyo for a reason.
Yes.
We have the red clay.
Yes.
Folks, y'all know this. We go from 10 inches of rain to no rain.
Yes.
That clay expands and contracts.
Yes, it does.
So it does that under our roads, which cracks our roads. Like the mayor just said, we get a rain, it gets down there, it freezes. Maybe it's going to freeze.
Hopefully.
It seems like it should. And it ruins the roads.
It's just like putting antifreeze in your car.
Yeah.
When your engine block gets wet and gets cold and freezes, it expands, it destroys it. Roads do the same thing. And even new roads crack. And especially out in that Red Arroyo area. I put fences up out there. I have my posts lined up like little soldiers today and let it sit there a week and it rain and they'd be on the other side of the yard. Both that soil is not stable out there.
No, it's not. It is what it is. So the other thing, we're talking about Producers and Bell Street. Well, Producers has all that stuff. Folks, Producers is one of our best assets.
Yes, they are.
I'm very partial to agriculture, obviously. But thank God for the farmers and the ranchers. Thank God they bring their stuff in here. The people bring in from other towns and cities and states. It's a huge industry here.
It is.
And you know what? Sometimes you got to spend some money to help keep that industry here.
That's what's built San Angelo. You know, back in the early 1900s, we started out as the sheep capital of the world. And then we became, in 1909, we were the largest cattle shipping spot in the world, right here.
Wool and mohair,
still important.
Wool and mohair, capital of the world.
I know it.
I still remember.
I do too.
A long time ago, we had Miss Wool and Mohair.
Yep. Art Linkletter. Are you old enough to remember Art Linkletter?
I can actually say this barely.
Jeremy's not.
No, Jeremy for
Jeremy
sure
doesn't
not.
Remember Art Linkletter.
No, but we actually had remember the boats on the con show with the girls and the of course that industry's changed a lot, especially mohair because of the industry's changed, but. Pretty something to be proud of. So we got the roads.
We got the
water.
We got the water.
We got the trash. What else we got?
You know, I'm proud of. Well, there's two things I'm proud of. One of them I'm proud of is our river downtown. Yes. We dredged this river. We stabilized the banks. We made walking trails. We've got light. We've got art. We've got all of the many different amenities that goes with. We've got a perfect place. And it is the most beautiful river in any spot in God's vast creation. We've done that. I'm proud of our auditorium, and our auditorium is scheduled to open about this time next year, maybe before, maybe June or July. But we have finally put this auditorium back together. You want to talk about a perfectly historically correct from the looks of 1928, but with modern amenities. We're going to have the capacity between the San Angelo Performing Arts and the old Coca-Cola building to our auditorium. We will be able to handle the biggest and the best shows anywhere in the nation. Little San Angelo, West Texas. That tells us why Austin and the rest of the communities are trying to get to where we are now.
Yes. Awesome. Well, Mayor, you've had a whole lot. I still think, but it seemed like it's just gone so quick. When I asked you, you said I thought, God, because it's sad. But I guess we'll have to have some big shoes to fit. Getting almost till teary eyed here. Dang it! But
I've loved my job.
And the citizens of San Angelo, you've done some things that are crucial for us for a long, long time for our kids.
Yes.
So it's much appreciated. I know you've got a lot of applause, a lot of accolades from a lot of people in this town. So I just personally want to thank you, and I know a lot of people feel the same way. The water, the trash, the auditorium.
I'm going to continue to preach. Put God first and put neighbor as second.
Amen, folks.
And I think that's the only way that we can live together in peace and harmony, and maybe God will keep that strong hand of protection over to our city.
Hey, folks, if you want to hear all the story, because this man can tell a good story, you can go to sallison.com and hear it all over again. Have a great day. We'll catch you next week.
Thank you, Scott.